You're listening to Positively Anti-Inflammatory, the show for people just like you who want to keep inflammation down and your spirits up. I'm your host, Alyssa Abrahamson, functional nutritional therapist and wellness coach. Today and every Wednesday, I'm here to be your coach and your guide as I offer insightful ways for you to lead a positively anti-inflammatory life. Hey there, welcome back to Positively Anti-Inflammatory. It is episode 171. Happy April. Here we are. We are entering the fourth month of the year. How are you doing? How are you feeling? I am so ready for spring. Warm, sunny, new energy weather. Let's go. This episode it's coming out a few days into April, if you're listening to it when it comes out. And of course, you know, as with any of my episodes, whenever you listen to them, I hope that you can glean some inspiration and insight and yeah, but it's the first Wednesday in April. So I am carrying on with what I decided to do for 2024, which is at the top of every month or at the end, just depending on the calendar, I will do an affirmation or my off the cuff reflections of the affirmation of the month from Louise Hay's I Can Do It calendar. So if this is your first time listening, yay, welcome. If you are, have you been listening to me, you know, the past for a while now, yay, welcome. So I just want to give just honor and love to Louise Hay, who really has been really helpful for me in helping me shift my perspective on my thoughts and how my thoughts really can influence and impact my well-being. And she has a daily calendar that I've been loving for years. And there's an affirmation of the day, and there's also an affirmation of every month. And so that's what we're going to do today. Is I'm just going to do my off-the-cuff reflections for the affirmation of April. Okay, you ready? Okay, let's do this. This month, I remind myself that anything I say, negative or positive, is creating my future. What I believe comes true for me. So if I hear a negative story, I say it may be true for them, but it is not true for me. I rely on my thoughts to build myself up, not beat myself up. If a negative thought does pop up, I notice it right away and use a positive thought to replace it. My new habit is to only speak the good I want in my life. Then only good will come to me. I sprinkle positive affirmations throughout my day, which keeps my inner smile going. All right. So this affirmation, I'm going to go through sentence by sentence and just share my thoughts. But I feel like I just want to, so affirmations, you know, I personally love them, and I recognize that, the power and the shift in perspective and mindset that it can help, that it can offer and provide. And also it can be, you know, when you read an affirmation, it can feel really forced or, disingenuous or like, you know, fake, if you will. And this month of April 2024, this affirmation, it brings up it might be bringing it up for you, is this concept of toxic positivity, which is essentially like an act of, you know, when you're avoiding or rejecting or you're suppressing negative emotions or experiences. And I want to say that sometimes that is an immediate response to affirmations. However, I want to acknowledge that and say, if that's you, I hear you. And also, what I'm going to share with my reflections and what I'm kind of gleaning from this is it's not about, you know, rejecting a negative emotional experience. It's literally what she's saying in this is to be mindful of your thoughts. So your thoughts are different than your feelings and emotions. Your thoughts really drive your feelings, which then drive your actions and then your results in life, your outcome, what your experience is. So I just wanted to make that note, and I'm going to go for it, just dive right in, and then maybe touch upon that throughout my reflections. So the first sentence, this month, I remind myself that anything I think or say, negative or positive, is creating my future. What I believe comes true for me. And this actually reminds me of what I mentioned last week. So about self-connection and how I just kind of, I mean, there was a lot packed in that episode. And if you haven't listened, definitely listen to that because I love that episode. But when we tell ourselves and if we have a story about maybe we've told ourselves this story, whatever it is, or someone has told us something about ourselves and we continue to drill it in our brain, you know, whether it is positive or negative, the thought becomes a belief. Okay. And the good news is what Louise Hay always says is it's just a thought and, you know, you can change your thoughts. So if we think about our thoughts and what we say is creating our future and then she says, you know, what I believe becomes true for me. Have you experienced that? I have certainly experienced that. It's like if you tell yourself, you know, I am like, oh my God, you know, back in the early days of Positively Anti-Inflammatory, I did an episode about my, you know, morning mindset and how my whole life I convinced myself, I told myself I'm not a morning person. So I reinforced that. I mean, whether it's a negative thought about myself, I don't know. It's not necessarily negative, but it did actually, it was kind of like a hindrance and also kind of kept me in this belief that I wasn't able to kind of embrace mornings as I wanted to. And so it became true for me because I would say that over and over again. And I would convince myself that over and over again. So what I mentioned last week in last week's episode, I talked about, you know, saying something unhealthy in your life. If you're like, oh, you know, it could be anything, you know what I mean? It could be anything about just feeling stuck, or if you're feeling like, oh, I always do this or I always do that, you know, and it could also be positive. If you're like, you know what, I can do this. It can be challenging. It could be this, but I am someone who figures it out and I believe in myself. Or it could be whatever it is, thinking about this month, the month of April, reminding yourself that anything that you think or say, positive or negative, is creating your future. You are putting that in your brain. You're putting that energy out into the universe and reinforcing whatever that is. And then what you believe becomes true for yourself. What do you think about that? I believe in this. I think it's super interesting to, you know, to recognize how much, you know, when we can self-connect and cultivate that self-awareness and really observe our thoughts and just recognize, wow, this is a thought that I'm having about myself, and is this serving me or is it not? And then you can work to shift and change it if you are, you know, wanting to process that and move through that. Now, the next sentence of the affirmation of April 2024 is, so if I hear a negative story, I say, it may be true for them, but it is not true for me. And I'm thinking, you know, you say that in your mind, although you could say that to the person. But this is interesting. This is super interesting because I feel like a lot of people, you know, whatever, we like to share things. A lot of it is, you know, like it could be complaints. I mean, it could be like heavy stuff that we're going through, you know, just a lot. And we also like to share our joy and the uplifting things that we're going through. But I think that, you know, that often people want to give advice, for example, and, oh, this happened, you know, to this person, so you better watch out. And you know what? This is actually reminding me of a very good friend of mine. Her mom has dementia, and it's been unfortunately getting worse over the past few years. And she told me about a year ago that she had shared this with a mutual friend, someone that this friend is closer with than I am, but someone who I know. And that person immediately jumped into, well, it's going to get worse, you know, and just because that was their experience with their parent. I can't remember if it was their mom or their dad. I think it was their mom. And that was very hard and painful. And that person, I believe, was sharing with my friend, trying to be supportive, but actually it wasn't, it made it worse. And so her and I talked through this, and even though that hurt and that was painful, we talked about how that may be true for that other person, but it doesn't necessarily have to be true for her and her mom. That how her mom's lived in life experience and my friend's lived in life experience in loving her mom and helping her mom and supporting her mom through dementia and everything that goes along with that, it's a whole different people, different circumstances, different stories. But, you know, just recognizing that if you hear someone say something, you know, that it doesn't necessarily mean that that is going to happen to you. Because I do think that often we're like, oh, shit. You know what I mean? And, you know, that, I don't know. It's just recognizing that you are your own person and you have your own life, and it doesn't necessarily need to really impact or be your story. Okay. And then the next sentence is, I rely on my thoughts to build myself up, not beat myself up. I rely on my thoughts to build myself up, not beat myself up. I mean, how often are you, you know, negative self-talk and self-criticism and that self-judgment? It's, again, it's a very common human thing. We all do it in, you know, one way or another and in different degrees, varying degrees. But the more that we can practice self-compassion, the more that we can recognize how much of, you know, how much of an impact and how significant our thoughts can be, and that we actually do have control over those thoughts. And, you know, it's just cultivating that mindfulness around it and recognizing what thoughts are building you up and then what thoughts are, you know, that are beating you down, and really making an intentional effort to shift those thoughts and be mindful. And then the next sentence is, if a negative thought does pop up, I notice it right away and use a positive thought to replace it. Now, again, this is going back to that thought of toxic positivity. And I actually, this is just a thought. This is not dealing with an emotion, like an emotion. We want to, even though sometimes we fear and are uncomfortable, you know, with our emotions and our feelings, and we do try and push them down. This is that's not what we're talking about here. This is literally a negative thought that isn't you. That's not you. Your feelings are that's in your body. The thoughts are what's swirling around in your head. And then that can influence your sensations and your feelings and your emotions. So it really is about negative, recognizing that, you know, that negative or detrimental thought, and then not going in a downward spiral with it, and thinking about, well, you know, let's say you think to yourself, I can't do this. I literally can't, I cannot do this, or I can't handle this. You know, it's just starting with being with yourself, like, okay, like just offering yourself that self-compassion. What do I need? And also, well, asking yourself a question, you know, what if I can handle it? What if I can? What if everything's going to be okay? Something like that. I mean, you know, it could be any negative thought or, you know, detrimental thought that pops into our brain. They pop in a lot more than the positive ones. Let's just get real. But the more that we can be practice self-compassion and really just become this objective observer of our thoughts, and then, you know, nurture our thoughts towards something more supportive. That's where we want to go to, you know? We don't want to beat ourselves down. We want to build ourselves up. And then the next sentence is, my new habit is to only speak of the good I want in my life. Then only good will come to me. Well, I don't know about that. Because let's face it, a lot of crap comes to us. But it really is how we respond to our circumstances. It really does go back to our thoughts, and, you know, our circumstances neutral, whether, you know, it is something that everyone would agree is, quote, you know, bad, but it's how you can, you know, think about that circumstance, and then that thought then creates your feelings, and then that spills into how you act in the world, and then what your ultimate result is. So my new habit is to only speak the good I want in my life. So what if we did that? What if, you know, we set the intention that, okay, I want good in my life, and I want to really view my world from goodness and love and abundance, and how can I focus on that and create more of that, you know, compared to focusing on lack and the negativity, which can really just keep us stuck and bring us down. And so it's really, I think, just being open with your energy and really, just nurturing those uplifting and those supportive thoughts and speaking of all, like, you know, sharing your thoughts, sharing your dreams, all the good that you want, and being open to those possibilities, open to opportunities, and then, you know, having that belief that, hey, what if only good will come to me? What if only good comes to me? And whatever comes to me, I'll be able to take it in stride and work through it, because I am here for myself. And then the final sentence is, I sprinkle positive affirmations throughout my day, which keeps my inner smile going. Let's just think about this for a second. I sprinkle positive affirmations throughout my day, which keeps my inner smile going. So, I mean, hey, look, it depends on the day. It depends on are you like a sarcastic, you know, kind of suspicious person? Or are you more that kind of like, you know, I don't know, just more of a sunny disposition, if you will. I think it depends. I mean, for me, I have shared often, in general, I feel, I do have deep within my nature is an optimistic soul and view. And of course I can go negative, trust. But I have done so much work on on cultivating self-awareness and self-compassion and self-connection to bring myself to a place where that is such a top priority me that it, priority for me that that saying a positive affirmation, finding ones that are really meaningful to me and that that don't feel forced or fake, that actually that feel that, you know, I say authentic all the time because it is authentic, like true and aligned and believable, you know, like really like you can embrace it. It can be something neutral. I mean, you know, we say positive affirmations, but also it could be neutral, like, you know, just looking at yourself in the mirror and smiling and thinking, you know, here I am. And that is more, that's, you know, I think that that could be very neutral, but also that's, that is validating and acknowledging to you. And therefore, I believe that's on your way. Like that is a positive affirmation versus like looking in the mirror and thinking, saying something, you know, unkind. And, you know, keeping your inner smile going. It's so interesting. If you'll just take a moment with me and smile. And while we're at it, let's just put our hands on our heart and just smile. You know, even if you're in a bad mood, that's fine. But like there is something in, you know, the energy and the muscles in your face when you smile that there is something that shifts. And so, you know, it's recognizing where in your life you can find helpful sentences and thoughts that you can share with yourself and remind yourself that then become beliefs compared to, you know, those negative self-talk. And it's really about being just open-minded to expansiveness and self-love and the power of just openness to like so many just wonderful things, despite all of the absolute horrible things that are happening in the world. We have ourselves and we have our thoughts. And just going again back to last week's episode about self-connection, we have, you know, other people and connection with other people is, I live for connection with other people. I live for connection. Connection with people literally fuels my life. And also that recognizing how deeply, deeply meaningful and important that self-connection is and how cultivating that self-connection is about recognizing our thoughts and our beliefs and speaking to yourself in ways that are reinforcing really helpful and loving and supportive energy into your life. So there we have it. April 2024, my off-the-cuff reflections for the affirmation of the month. Thank you, Louise Hay, who passed away several years ago at the age of 90. And I want to thank you for listening. And also, I want to thank you so much for leaving ratings and reviews on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. I want to share one, a 5-star rating and review from Karen in Wisconsin. Karen says, "This podcast is what I need. I also have rheumatoid arthritis. Although I have done the anti-inflammatory diet before, I did not remain strict with it. I started again, and though I am not perfect, I am progressing. Hence, the podcast of Progress Not Perfection has been so helpful. So much helpful information and encouragement is offered in these podcasts. I listen and then listen again. Thank you so much." Ugh, I love it. Thank you, Karen. Thank you for listening. And thank you for listening. I love you and I love to hear from you and hear your feedback. So thank you so much for taking a moment to leave your review. And until next week, say something nice to yourself, slow down when you eat, and say yes to rest.
Hey, if what you're hearing resonates with you, I created a free resource just for you, Anti-Inflammatory Living, The Essential Guide. To get your free copy, head over to guide.thewellnessheadquarters.com. That's guide.thewellnessheadquarters.com to receive your free Anti-Inflammatory Living, The Essential Guide.